You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. I am one of the hosts of this weekly podcast, and I am joined by my husband of almost 14 years, the co-host of this podcast. Tell him who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of this podcast, Marcus Anthony Tanksley, also known as Marcus Ant on the Gram, Marcus Ant on the Book, and Tank. Amongst other things.
Yes. I wonder which one is the people's favorite.
What you talking about?
Of all your names. You've got several. Which one would be the favorite?
Two of them is just the handle.
That don't mean that they don't like it.
All right.
And by they, we actually are talking about our Patreon. We're not talking about everybody. We're talking about the people who have helped to make this podcast happen that are watching us live Right now,
most of them are saying Tank. Some people are saying That Heifer.
Yeah, That Heifer is a good one. It's got some potency to it. Yes.
Yeah.
Heifer, Hefe. That's boss, spelled different. But
another language.
Yes. If you all would like to be able to see us film this live, you can join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. You can also get exclusive content. They actually got to see us do Married at First Sight, The Bald and the Beautiful, which is another podcast that we do with the Fredrickses. They got to see that this week. They will also be getting other exclusive content before, either some early content and some exclusive content coming out here soon. So just make sure you're tapped in and you're tuned into that. We also want to give a shout out to our sponsors this episode. Tell them who they are, baby.
Yeah, our sponsors are Rothy's Third Love and BetterHelp. You will hear more about them later on in the podcast, so please stay tuned. We appreciate our sponsors, so make sure you support them because they support us.
Yay! Come on, baby. So we usually start this podcast off with one or two segments. It's either In My Feelings or Tanksley Pride. I feel like, this is a hard one. We could do Tanksley Pride because they're not here. If you don't know this, Tanksley Pride is our four sons.
Our four sons, and we call them the Tanksley Pride. It's like the Lion Pride, you know? It's our pride.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually tell a story about them. But good news is they're not with us right now. They are in Kentucky.
They are living
some close to 3,000 miles away.
They're living their life like it's golden. They're enjoying camp.
They might be enjoying it more than we are.
Yeah, they are having a good time. Or In My Feelings, where we tell you all something that's got you feeling good or got us feeling some type of way.
I'm gonna let you decide.
Ooh,
yeah.
I'm gonna let Patreon decide which one. Patreon, y'all want.
Which one are we doing? The ones I see over the next 10 seconds, whoever gets the most votes is what we're going to be doing.
So we have a live chat that we're looking at if you are just listening to us. And it looks like In My Feelings is pulling off into the lead. So, it's In My Feelings.
Yeah, In My Feelings.
It's In My Feelings. Yeah. There we go. In My Feelings. Whew. What's got me feeling good is that finally all my mama likes orders have been fulfilled and shipped out. That was a huge, huge undertaking.
I bet I see another box around here.
If you do, it's just what it is.
It's trash.
No, it ain't.
Going to the recycle. The next time you do it.
The next subscription box? Yeah. It was a lot. I increased the amount that I sold by a nice chunk. I then had to take some off because there was a piece of the box, the piece of the thing that I was selling, that I knew there was a chance that it could break. These things came all the way from China, and then I shipped them from here. And the fact that there was only a few that broke, whew. But I wanted to make sure I had enough just in case. Now all but one has been fulfilled. All of them been shipped out, but only one has it made it to its destination. I now know that, like, everybody has what they're supposed to have. So I have about, if I wanted to, I have 5 more boxes that I could sell, but I'm about to make it as sold out just so I'm not stressed out. But it was a lot. Jasmine asked that I sell out the boxes. I purposefully did not push for selling out towards the end because I could have, because I was like, when I was in Kentucky, which was a week after I dropped the boxes, I only had 20 more left to sell. But then I reduced the amount of boxes that it said inventory-wise on the site because of the teacups breaking. I wanted to make sure I had enough teacups to be able to send out if anybody's broke. So I have about maybe 5 to 8 robes left, maybe a little bit more. I don't think many left. And then, and maybe 10 teacups that I'm just like, we're going to keep them here. But, yeah, I am definitely feeling good about that. And I started back working out and not eating like I've lost my mind. That feels great. What about you, baby?
That last part, working out, finally slowly getting back into a groove. Worked out yesterday. I'm sore in a good way today, and I ain't critical like I was last time I worked out a couple weeks ago. So that's got me feeling good. Just getting back into better health. At least feeling that way. Yeah, because that's been one of those things I've been away from for so long, just dealing with my back and now having the time to work out and do it right, approaching it a little different because I'm a different age than what I've ever been starting back up working out. And it feels good to be, like, I do more cardio now.
You be on that bike.
I'm doing a lot of cardio, but I do a lot more than what I used to. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I be on that bike. Yeah, I'm gonna give that bike. Money worth is coming.
Listen, I got Marcus the bike as an early Father's Day gift. I didn't want it to come in late. I didn't know how shipping was doing when Marcus got me my treadmill for Mother's Day. Shipping was just a mess, and it definitely took forever to ship. And I was just like, oh Lord, I don't want to deal with that same thing for his gift. So I am glad that I ordered it when I did, because that thing came in, like, it took maybe a week and a half to come in.
I don't even think it was that long. It may have been a week and a half, but when I ordered Angel's treadmill, that was like the beginning of the pandemic. But when I ordered it, let me think, it was still like, what's going on with the world? Like, what's happening? So when I ordered, and then my order got mixed in with all the people that, because originally mine was supposed to only take 30 days, and then it got mixed in with the big rush of, oh, the gyms are closed now.
Right.
So then everybody put in an order. So that one took like almost 3 months to come in. But now this one, they redeemed themselves, that company.
Yeah.
With that, because it came in real quick.
It came in quick. So it's a good bike.
It's got me feeling good. Just, I'm nice and sore. My abs are sore, y'all. Yeah.
Marcus don't want me to get the Peloton.
No.
Why you say it like that? Like, I just said, like, I cussed at you.
I just said no.
But what though? You said no.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Why? Tell him. Why you feel that way?
Because, all right, you get the Peloton and you got workouts that you could look at somebody do. Go on YouTube and record the workout. We got a bike out there.
But those are not live.
They ain't got to be. Who cares if it's live? You don't know if it's live?
What you mean I don't know if it's live?
The one on Peloton.
Yeah, you do.
Is he saying, Angel, good job?
Yes.
It don't matter. You don't need that. I can sit there and tell you good job.
But you're not going to. You're going to be like, go faster.
Go on live with your people. Let them talk to you. Y'all can all jump on bikes together. Who might need no Peloton?
I tried the Peloton out while I was in Boston at the hotel, and it was cool. It was cool. It's been a long time since I've done spinning, and those bike seats just are trash. I don't understand why they don't fix that.
Because a lot of spinning, you ain't sitting down, are you?
Oh, no, there's a good portion. Huh. I don't understand why they
are. I thought it was me. I did a spin class one time. It was actually to test out some new bikes that my company just bought. And I was in there, I had on boots and jeans. But nah, that bike, that seat, I was like, I'm done. I was 15 minutes in. I was like, I can't do this. I don't know how y'all doing it.
Yeah, as somebody said, the Peloton is expensive. That's the big reason why.
Yeah, Pelotons are expensive. But the bike itself, that's not why it's so expensive. It's the experience that you're paying for. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm like, we can create an experience.
Can we back?
Yeah.
So what's got you feeling some type of way?
What's got you feeling some type of way? You're supposed to ladies first.
Oh, is it ladies first this podcast? There's a couple of things. I'm gonna go down the list. One.
The fact that you can shop at Rothy's?
No, that's too early.
It is too early, ain't it? Y'all see that? I attempted that transition.
And that, I'm about to tell you what ain't got me feeling good.
Oh, that's right. That didn't go at all. I panicked. I glanced over and I just saw a fat. I was like, oh.
My baby jumped out there in the middle of that street and said, nope. So what's got me feeling some type of way? My house being disheveled. If you're watching,
oh my God. See
all these boxes in our office.
If y'all can see the back, that's how the rest of the house looks too.
The rest of the house looks this way.
God dang.
We just filmed a nursery reveal for Mars Nursery. And it's just like, I'll never be able to reveal my house. That's what it feels like. It's just taking forever. So the fact that my internet kept going out and it slowed down my work and my progress by a lot. What else?
We supposed to do in my feelings first, ain't we? Like the bad part.
What you talking about?
And then end up with the good stuff.
And we do it in whatever order it comes. And what else? The fact that I got these bruises on my thighs that have not gone away yet. It's got me a little pissed off. And then last but not least, I'm pissed off because I don't know what I want to do for my birthday. And I like to celebrate my birthday, and I don't know what I want to do. And I don't know if I'm going to figure it out.
I was going to figure it out.
And it's very frustrating. But, you know, those are all first world country type of problems that are irritating me. Yeah. Nothing major. So
yeah, ain't nothing major going on. Ain't nothing but blessings over here. Got me feeling some type with my neck, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, my neck, I pop my neck every now and then to release the pressure. And was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. Went to, you know, pop it to release pressure and wasn't doing it. So I kind of went a little further and it finally popped just a little bit. I was like, oh, it didn't feel good. And it got more and more stiff and more sore. And now I'm like, I couldn't sleep last night very good because it like the pain kept waking me up. So, I mean, I know it'll go away within the next day or two, probably 2-3 days. But it's got me, and that's why I'm so tired right now. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't sleep good, and then I've been working on this house. The other thing that's also, just like Angel, got me feeling some type of way. Y'all know I can tend to be kind of a neat freak a little bit. And it's boxes all over this house. I can't tell what's trash and what's not trash. Mm-hmm. Everything about to be trash. That ain't making us money. Like, what is that? I want the couches. Is it making us money? Now throw it out. So that's definitely got me feeling some type of way. And it's like this never-ending thing. Like every time I do something, I'll install light fixtures. I'll do this, do that. I get rid of a box, but then I turn around and look. And I'm like the fact that we got a Mars room looking the way it does.
And stepping outside of that room, I'm like, that was pointless because we're going to have to throw stuff back in the room.
Yeah.
And these painters ain't done yet. I tell you, he'll be here Monday.
Oh, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, I barely got that out of my mouth. He will be here. I tried to get him Thursday and Friday of this week, but I wanted him to make sure he had all his crap together.
Yes.
And I told him that, and he agreed. So, yeah, I told him, I said, I need you out of my house as soon as possible. Okay. I'm like, hurry up. We got to get it done. But that's all, like you said, it ain't nothing major. Nothing at all. Even the fountain not being able to get rid of all the suds. I don't really care. It's all good. I got rid of most of them. Yeah, we got this fountain, and I don't know. Angel told me to YouTube it. I have. I can't figure out what I need to do to get rid of all the suds. It's now suds. It ain't sudsing up nearly as bad as it was, so it is improving.
And that they didn't suggest what type of chlorine to use?
Most of them didn't suggest a chlorine for fountains. They suggested like this additive that I did put in there, and that's what made the suds up to begin with. I put a lot of stuff in there because the water turned black.
So did you ever YouTube what chlorine to use in a pond?
Nah.
Not in a pond, but in a water fountain. Marcus.
It's a little different. It's not just a water. It's different. It's like a, because most water fountains aren't stone like that. It's like stone and concrete.
So what is this? What you got?
It's like a pond.
A stone and concrete pond.
But it's not a pond.
Pond waterfall. Marcus, this is my husband. And then I'm going to move into this first ad. My husband will just move with reckless confidence in doing stuff. I said, did you ask me if I had muted my phone?
Yeah, I did.
And you had muted your phone? My phone. You ain't need got to nothing be checking to do with your phone. What you doing before you come asking me what I'm doing. Make sure
your stuff is in order.
he will just be like, yeah, I got the stuff at the store and I'm just doing it. And I was like, did you look up how to do this? Nah.
Hey, what? I've gotten this far in life.
You could be further.
Balls to the wall. Let's do it.
Let's go brains to the sky.
Did you figure it out? It's going to get figured out. That's what happens over here.
I'm glad you think that. Well, one thing I got figured out is a fantastic place to get comfortable shoes, and that is Rothy's. In 2021, well, it's 2021, and nobody has time for uncomfortable shoes. Let me tell y'all, that is the truth. I made the mistake of wearing some, the first night in Boston, wearing some new shoes that hurt my feet so bad that I couldn't even focus. I felt like it was my worst market. I felt like it was my worst show. And I said, why did I do this to myself? Why did I put on these uncomfortable shoes just to not be able to focus? Well, Rothy's like, no, not only were all of our shoes comfortable, they're also sustainable. And let me tell you, the styles are everything. The shoes just fit like a glove. On day one, you know how a lot of shoes you got to break them in? That's not what you have to do with Rothy's. Rothy's shoes are already comfortable. And then the styles are everything. I have a blue camo and then a light like cheetah print one. So they go with so many different things. And it's good because like sometimes you're dressed in a way that's too elevated for regular sneakers, but you just ain't trying to wear heels. This is the perfect like go-between where you have a nice polished look, but your feet and your toes are like, praise God, thank you for not trying to break me off. So, who, what, where says celebrities are far from immune from the draw of Rothy's wildly popular shoes. Sugar Pop named Rothy's one of their most comfortable and cute flats that you'll never tire wearing. The other thing that's really dope about them is that they can just be thrown into the washing machine. You pull out the insert and you throw them in, and so they can be smelling fresh and clean. You ain't got to worry about having stinky shoes. And you can upgrade your closet with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags. Their bags are fire too from Rothy's. Plus, they just launched men's shoes.
What? All about it, y'all.
So make sure you check them out for you or the guy in your life. So that's the perfect Father's Day gift because that's coming up. Head to Rothy's.com/argue.
Argue.
To find your favorites today, your new favorites. That's ROTHYS.com/argue.
Argue.
One more time. Head to Rothys.com/argue.
Argue.
To find your new favorites today. That's ROTHYS.com/argue.
Argue.
You said your neck has got you in your feelings. Is that what you said? No, that's not what you said. What did you say had you feeling some type of way? The painter in the house?
I said my neck
and the clutter. No, you didn't say the clutter. I expected the days that I was gone that the house would just be all put together.
Normally, there would be, but this is a whole different...
Marcus, you got it in you. You can do it.
All right, you don't want that. You better get rid of some of this stuff. You better put up everything you want.
No, put up the stuff that I want. And then I'll throw away the trash.
Well, if I deem it unnecessary, guess what? It's going in the unnecessary file. It's big. It's black. It's hollow until I fill it up.
You? Or my vagina. Anyways, Marcus, let the people know what our topic is for today.
Y'all.
Producer extraordinaire. Hey,
let me tell you something real quick. Today we will be talking about, because it's a little different from any other summer that we've approached ever in any of our lives.
what? I love the way you just put that. Go ahead.
What are you looking forward to this summer compared to other summers?
So there's a couple of things going
or
on.
Or not.
Different. There's a couple of things going on different. We have never had a post-pandemic summer.
Right.
So this is the... I mean, even though the pandemic is still around.
I mean, it's... Yes. Still.
But it's post-quarantine, I guess, summer.
Post-quarantine summer, yeah.
And then we here in the Tanksley household have never had a summer...
Without our children. Since we've had children.
Yeah. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely ridiculous.
The reason why it's crazy is because we, as children, spent summers away from our parents. So how we were...
Wasn't even a discussion. It was just like, last day of school, go on, pack your stuff up.
So, like, why is that not... Was that not, like... offered to us. Like, nobody, the only person I know that offered, there's only two people that ever offered to take our kids. And I know we got a lot of kids, but my mother had the same amount. The only two people that have ever offered to take our kids are my sister Daisy and Tor and BJ.
Yeah.
No one else.
Nobody else. Well, for one, our parents are, they like to drink and gamble.
Yes.
So.
Yes, they do.
I don't know about your granny, but my granny wasn't gambling and drinking.
You don't know what she was doing, but she knew how to balance both you and whatever else she might have been doing. Well, I got shut up. I'm serious. We be trying to make our, well, I don't ever make my grandmother a saint, but my grandmother was not the person that I was sent to. I was sent to my aunt.
Oh.
Yeah. So we for the first time were able to send our children away.
Yeah.
So me and Marcus are now adults in a house by ourselves. And what would you say is the thing you're looking forward to?
Why did you take so long to get there?
I am exhausted. So the fact that I'm even like...
I'm like, what? Why did you just take that whole long...
I have had 2.5 hours of sleep and I am exhausted.
Because... First, hold on. I need to address something before we even jump into the topic fully. Y'all, we don't have a new camera. We had better lighting at Angel's mom's house. Her walls are white.
Yeah, the walls.
Everything. She has recessed lighting, which this room doesn't have yet. We just had a lot better lighting over there. So don't. We got the same camera we've always had for a while now.
But it was nice that you all loved it.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all liked it. We're going to get this room up to that level. So we will have this pristine picture quality and everything like that. Now that that's been addressed. Because they're like, oh, y'all threw the camera. Did y'all forget it in Kentucky? No, it's right here.
Did somebody say it?
No, that's what they're going to say when they see this
one. I was like, why are you
Y'all's video's trash. What happened to the other camera? Was that Cam's camera?
They would not say that.
So because of the condition of the house, the one thing I'm looking forward to is getting this house in order and doing it without kids running around, messing it up. Amar running around, messing it up, doing stuff. Only person I have to worry about messing it up is one of us. So that's one of the top things of me, like, all right, unfortunately this summer is evolving around working on this house where normally it'd just be like, actually, other thing that's different about this summer, the topic that I brought up, you kind of switched up the topic on us, is me not having a 9-to-5.
There you go. There you go. This is your beginning of your week. Yeah, how are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling, I don't know. Here's the thing. I was actually talking to Greg earlier, Greg Gooseby. And I even said something to Angel. It's hard to adjust to this new schedule and focus on content and that whole business side of things when your house is in the condition that it's in, or in this condition. Because I'm like, I'm supposed to be sitting, my desk is right over there in that back corner. Y'all probably can't see it.
No. Well, so you can see it.
A little bit. I'm supposed to be sitting over there, coming up with stuff, calling people, doing that now. I'm upstairs replacing light fixtures and wall switches and throwing out trash and breaking down boxes. Because it's hard to look. I can't look past that stuff. I could, I guess, but it's hard to look past that and then see, all right, let me go down here and focus on this. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to just be, we got to have to come up with a schedule or something.
Yeah,
or
that's what you're supposed to do.
It just be a mad dash to get as much of the house done as possible and then focus on this.
Have you thought about breaking up your day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's all it is. It's just the...
Today was a little bad because, like, no, Angel had to get up and get out, but I slept later than usual because I didn't sleep in at all last night. But yeah, so it was a little different. What about you?
As far as in what I'm looking forward to, or that,
start with that.
Getting the house together is the biggest thing. That is what I hope I get to redirect a bunch of my attention to. Being that I just got back from Boston, there was a lot of brand deals. Praise God. That I had to get in. So that's where my focus had to be. And typically, I don't get to come up for air, for real, work-wise, until Thursday. Thursday is usually what I call my Sabbath. And that'll be when I'll decide what I'm going to tackle as far as in boxes and getting stuff put up and things of that nature. Because I do want to see this house put together. I'm a little sad because I think I'm going to have to wait on getting the living room furniture because I bought our tickets for our anniversary and I just don't want to be spending this June and July. A lot of money is flying up out of this house.
Yeah. It's so much money. Oh my God.
With our anniversary trip, which was really a non-negotiable for me. I didn't want to go another year without us going to do something with each other. I was like, we're going somewhere. I just wanted to make sure wherever we went was one of the safest options to go. I know that the world is changing in regards to the pandemic and regulations are changing. I just am not ready to be balls to the wall for real when it comes to it. So I having to find a place to go, spending that money, in order to keep our nanny and so that she won't be employed elsewhere, I'm paying her as a personal assistant and I am paying her handsomely. Same rate she was being paid to watch four kids.
Yeah.
Not only that, I am paying for are paying for our sons to be in camp in Kentucky as well as,
babysitters transportation.
Paying babysitters, paying transportation, sending food so that I'm not putting all the responsibility on the grandmothers. So that's costly. And there was another big thing that I was just like, ah! like all this money is leaving. So, then I have to purchase the tickets for us to fly back from Kentucky. I haven't done that yet, so I'm about to do that. Mm-hmm. So, just seeing all of that money fly out the window. And I know July is always a tough month for us. Not tough, meaning
it's a lot of money you always spend in July.
Always a lot of money is spent in July.
Birthday, anniversary.
Yeah.
That's the big tickets right there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a...
And then I add on the kid stuff of them being out of town.
Mm-hmm.
A personal assistant / nanny.
Yeah. And, but let me tell you.
Oh, we've been working on it.
I've been working, and it has been lovely.
Yeah, to be handling it.
I've been like, hey, I bought the wrong size for this dress. I need you to take it back to the store, get the right size, sent it to the wrong mall. They didn't have it. The other mall, 35-minute drive. Hey, I need you to go to the mall that's 35 minutes away. Return this dress so that I don't have to take up my time doing it. So praise God for it. So I'm not complaining. Nah, I can tell you that.
She picked Angel up and then turned around and had to pick me up from the airport.
No,
I don't need no car service. That's car service right there. I mean, granted, I had to drive, but still.
Praise Him. You guys, y'all have heard me talk about them, and I'm going to talk about them some more. One of my homegirls was like, you talk about them so good, I had to go buy myself some. I'm about to buy myself some, even though I didn't spend some money that I'm just like, ugh, these are worth it. And that is Third Love. You guys, let me tell you, there is nothing better than having on comfortable undergarments or comfortable clothes. I don't know if you go through this as a dude because you all aren't raised to wear things that are restraining, but having on a bra that just holds you in right without hurting you, and then I wore pajamas while I was on a tour. To wear soft, comfortable pajamas when you're tired? Let me tell you, Third Love has that. So one thing about Third Love that I just am truly just love is they have something called the fitting room or the fitting room quiz, where they quiz you about different details and it helps you get the perfect size and style of bra. Okay. A lot of women don't realize they're wearing the wrong size bra, so their bras fit weird or their bras hurt when they wear them. When I tell you, I have never in my 40 years of life wore a bra as nice as Third Love, the way it fit. And I'm not one that'll spend a lot of money on bras because I just felt like it's a bra.
Bra's a bra.
Bra is a bra. Third Love was like, no, it's because you haven't experienced our bras. I was like, if you ever put on a really nice bra and you're just sitting there rubbing the top of your boobs because they just feel so nice, that's how I was in Third Love. As well as their underwear. And y'all know I'm not a huge fan of underwear. I just ain't. Their underwear that matched the bra, ooh, it was everything. And what's great is they have more than 80 sizes. That's right, because women, we come in all different shapes and sizes. And so having to try to fit yourself into a size that you're not really meant to be in is just not what's hot. And Third Love don't want you to be like that. They have a signature memory foam cups, no slip straps, and scratch-free bands from cups AA to I, including half cups. Come on, somebody, because... Listen, the jump from B to C is big, but the jump from C to D is like, what? There ain't nothing in between here.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Why is there nothing in between here? And then bands that go from 30 to 48. So with the fitting room quiz, it's fun, it's interactive, and it focuses on size, shape, breasts, and current fit issues, as well as your personal style to deliver bras and underwears that are... perfect for you. And the fitting room has helped over 18 million women find their true bra size. So you could be next, okay? You can also get comfort and quality in their loungewear and sleepwear. So you can wear it on a lazy Sunday on the couch or to a weekend outing, okay? You can just be feeling good. And it's premium cotton fabrics. Oh, so it's drapey and easy fit, especially with me having to put on some weight. Everything needs to be comfortable. Y'all, my shorts been cutting up all in me, and I'm like, I need some comfortable clothes. Third Love. Third Love is where it's at. So this is what we want you to do. Third Love knows you deserve to feel comfortable and confident 24/7. So right now, they are offering our listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/argue now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/argue for 20% off today. And we thank Third Love for sponsoring this podcast and taking care of my boobies.
Thank you, Third Love.
So here's the thing. I am also excited about rediscovering me without children. I got to spend a couple of days here without you or the kids. And I, one, got to spend time with Lottie Dottie, which was great because I like my little puppy. Don't you look at the camera like it. And then, two, I got to put up most of my stuff in my closet. I only have that box of shoes that's in the garage that I just got to get up the steps. It's just heavy.
Yeah, I take it because it's in the way.
Please. Why is there stuff down? Is that from taking down the suitcases? Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was just like, okay, like I didn't do much. I visited with Denora once, but for most of the days I was working trying to edit content for us. So it was neat to have a little bit of peace and quiet for the moment. And I know I have that with you as well, because it's not like we'd be bothering each other. But I'm excited to kind of rediscover myself. Mm-hmm. What about
you? Yeah, I had the same, because me and Angel, we missed each other. She flew out Wednesday. I flew back in town on Thursday. So I had Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You came back Sunday, right?
Yeah, I came back on Sunday.
And I had those days here, and it was different. It felt a little different because we're still getting used to this house. Like, we moved in the house, started unpacking, painter showed up, as y'all know. House has been a wreck ever since, and then we flew out of town. Mm-hmm. And we were gone for 2 weeks?
On top of Mama Likes
yeah.
boxes
being on top everywhere. The Mama Likes boxes everywhere, so it was like, for the longest, it felt like we've been in a temporary situation almost.
Yeah.
So then being back here and it's still not completely feeling like home yet.
Right. It doesn't feel like home yet.
Still don't feel like home yet just because the condition that the house is in. It's getting better. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm being optimistic.
I think once we get all these TVs mounted, that's going to help.
Yeah. Maybe.
I do. I feel like that's one thing. Like, I think being able to get comfortable in your space is one of the things in a place to just like, I feel like we used our house even prior to the pandemic as a safe haven, as a place to be like, oh, right. I can just sit here and be okay.
Yeah.
We only got one place to sit. Yeah.
Like that. Well, we got to get another seat. Well, we ain't got no furniture down there, so it don't matter.
No, but we can get, listen, I say we can't get anything. I'm going to find that money and I'm getting it because I just want my space together.
Yeah, I want it. Because the stuff in the loft. God dang, that stuff in the loft.
It's because the thing is that certain stuff can't be put up until we get the furniture to put it.
Yeah, that's true.
Ah!
That's true. Y'all, it's like, I always want to be like, you know what? Let me order another dumpster and let's just start over. Just throw everything out and start over. Like, we can even document, like, what we're throwing out. All right, we're going to buy a new one of them. That's good, but let's get rid of it so we have space to put.
No, I feel you.
And I refuse to start putting stuff in the garage temporarily because, like, we use the garage to work out.
Yeah.
It's spacious. I'm driving a Mustang. That's why I want them, that shoebox, the box she's talking about.
That stuff wasn't there. Why is it over there now?
I pulled the suitcases down. The lighting fixtures. They're in there now. The ceiling fans.
Okay, no, it's not a lot. I'm not saying before. I'm talking about in the workout area. Was it because you pulled out the Mustang and then you put things in the workout
area? Yeah, I don't have anywhere to, the stuff's got to move out of the way.
Okay, I'm just
no, that desk, we got to get, I'm ready to throw that desk in the trash. The thing is big, awkward. Somebody, I'll ship it to you. I'm lying.
No, you're not going to do that. But that's why I told her to bring her laptop, because we're getting all that stuff listed.
That thing is leave the big same day. And awkward to move.
It is.
So I'm not willing to put things, I don't want to start putting, get in the habit of putting things in spaces temporarily, like, oh, let's move all this stuff over here and get, no, let's just figure it out where it's at so I can figure out what I need to throw away.
We could always, listen, this is what I'm willing to do as a compromise with you, is if you go through with the post-it on the stuff that you are saying you want to throw away. And if it is in good condition,
I was gonna say, I think I done already threw everything away. I want to throw away.
But if it's in good condition, we will take it to the Salvation Army.
All right, because well, it's a write-off, ain't it?
Yes.
All right.
And it's also responsible.
Do they take fixtures?
I don't know. They might. I don't know about that. Yeah. So that I hope, I don't know where the time will happen.
Y'all see a whole conversation like y'all wasn't even here. Just
I hope, but I don't know if this is going to happen. I really want to be able to take some dance classes while my kids are gone. I miss it. I know it would be good cardio. I know I'll look stupid because it's been a long time, so my body don't move the way it used to, but I don't care.
I'm going to pick up Muay Thai. No, I'm just
The kids will probably be into it. They ain't doing martial arts in Kentucky. You can be like, look, guys.
Is that what they do?
Yes. The other thing I'm looking forward to is getting... Now, let me tell you what's going to piss me off. If this don't happen before my kids get back.
The city's starting to piss us off.
If this don't happen before my kids get back, if that goddamn spa is not up and running, I will pay for somebody to come and upgrade that panel. And then they can pay us back. Because I don't even understand.
You don't understand?
I don't understand what they're saying. Why is it going to take so long? Can we not hire our own electrician to do it and then they just pay for it?
Probably not, because they have their own the contractor that's doing it.
But no, the thing is that what's paying for it is their...
Let's call him tomorrow.
Listen, I'm trying to be...
Find out what the holdup is.
It is 155 degrees out here. And I could be cheap.
So we're waiting because we're getting solar panels put on the house. And we are waiting on them because they need to do something to the panel. And I'm like, if we're already paying for the panel to be upgraded, or if it's even if they're doing it for free through this service, we're like, hurry up and let me see what you're doing to this panel, because we need to upgrade the panel so we can put in the spa. I'll put the run power to the spa. And then the whole thing of the meter and the city and all this. So, Leah, long story short, we still waiting.
I'm going to call in a bid. I'm going to have somebody come out here and look at that panel and tell me how much it costs to upgrade. And I'll be like, make it happen. We need $240.
Mm-hmm.
Add that $240 to it.
It's, it'll probably be like close around $2,000. A little more, give or take.
I'll find somebody's brand deal.
No, Chris. We call Chris. The dude that did the other house.
I thought you been to call him.
Nah, because we were waiting. We weren't at this point yet.
I thought you were going to call him anyways because he was going to install the thing. Yes, call him today, tomorrow, today. Because I'm trying. Y'all, it is hot. You know what has me in my feelings? I know we're past that. But it better not happen no more. Is the Yodis. That's not what I'm trying to have this summer. It's a hot mom summer, okay?
Is that what they're calling this one?
That's what I'm calling it.
All right.
It's about to be a hot mom summer, okay? I'm trying to be out here with my husband. I'm trying to be cute, okay? I can't be out here pissing on myself while I'm walking the dog because Yodis is out here. And they, I don't.
Why do you call them Yodis?
Because that's what they were. They were that gangster that they took that CO off of there and they were like, we Yodis. We Yodis. That's what he did. Anyways, I can't be having coyotes interrupting my walk. I can't have them interrupting my life.
All you need is to get you a nice stick.
Is that all I need?
Yeah, it's probably all you need.
Let's not do a probably. I need to know what I need. Because if I know I have the tool.
Coyote is not going to do anything to a human being, a full-grown adult.
I know that it's not.
They were after your little punk-ass dog.
But I don't want them to have my punk-ass dog.
That's all you're going to have to do is make a little noise. That's all you need.
I was making little noises, and he was like.
Especially for one or two, not a pack.
Marcus. Where there are two gathered in his presence, there is he.
Somebody said, are coyotes common in California? Coyotes are common in North America, period.
But yes, in California, yes. In the hotter, drier areas, yes.
Wherever there is prey, rabbits, what have you, there's going to be coyotes.
And I just, when I tell you, I just cannot. I cannot deal. I can't deal with it. It's bad for my nerves. So I need to know what I need in order to feel confident about walking.
Mace. It's such a small nuisance. They're not that bad.
It's not that bad?
No.
I feel like it's that bad. I know. I just don't want to have it. But listen, before we jump into what else we're looking forward to, let me jump into our final sponsor. And y'all, this is something that I didn't bring it up, but I'm actually excited about us doing this. Marcus and I, we have decided that we are going to go to get professional help, like therapy, to help us as we work with each other, just so that we're communicating in the best way possible. Because, prior to us being business partners, we always had I don't know what the word would be, but we had space. Because you would go to work, I'd go to work. And so now that we're working with each other, we just want to make sure that we aren't doing anything that's keeping us from reaching our goals. Well, with BetterHelp, that's exactly what they want to be able to help you with. They want to assess your needs and match you with your own licensed therapist so that if you are having something interfering with your happiness or you achieving your goals, that you can get the help you need. It's not a crisis hotline. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. And there's a broad range of expertise that might not be available locally. So if there's something that you're specifically dealing with and you can't find a healthcare provider that deals with mental health in your area, BetterHelp can help you. The service is available to clients worldwide. Now, y'all know usually we have to be only available in the U.S. Well, BetterHelp is no, we got you. Where are you at? We got you. You can log into your account anytime, send a message to your counselor, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. And BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so that you can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed, because finding a good counselor that is compatible to you is important. This is not one size fits all. You need somebody that can understand how you're speaking, what you're saying, and how to talk to you in a way that you can actually absorb it and find change in your life. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Come on, BetterHelp. That is amazing. That right there, period. That they're that committed to helping people have better mental health, mm-hmm. that there is financial aid available so that you don't have to choose between your necessities and your mental health, which is also a necessity. So BetterHelp wants you to live, start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And is this going to cause an argument? Listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
Argue. I am actually excited about us finding a some sort of therapist slash life coach. I always want that slash life coach.
Yeah, you do. I think it'd be extremely beneficial for both of us.
Girl, yes.
I hear it so much.
What?
Girl.
I know because
you, Denora, Mama, Queen, everybody.
We love you though.
Girl. Like, I mean, don't even bother.
I know you, a man. Through and through.
The manliest.
The manliest of men.
Get the seaweed wrap.
I do. I'm definitely you know, I'm excited to get through some of my blocks, but I feel like you busted through your blocks.
Y'all don't want them blocks busted. Hey. No, I think it'll be interesting.
Yes.
For somebody to coach me through something or reveal something to me about myself that will like jumpstart me on a whole nother path, I think will be very interesting.
I do.
And I don't think it'll be easy for them. They could definitely get their money's worth.
Right. They could earn that.
Not that I'm reluctant. It's just. I don't know. It's something, not that I think about feelings all the time, but I've never been surprised by, I don't know. It's hard to say.
It would be hilarious, but not hilarious. We find the right person, you get in there, they're just like, click, click. There's so many things. They just unlock something in you and you just rapid fire, just giving them everything. And I'll be like, who is this man? That's how I'm going to be looking at you. But then I'll leave and be like, I'm going to let you have this time without my
energy. I'm sure I wanted to talk about everything. You just going to be like our friend was. Like, would you just shut up?
You know.
All of this talking.
You know, I would love. I got 14 years of talking that I would love to hear you do.
All right.
I'd be like, and what else? That made you feel like what? Let's go get our toes done and talk some more about it. I mean, foot massage. I know you prefer that.
Yeah, I wanted a foot massage. That's what I thought it was. And it's like, that's a pedicure. I'm like, well, I'm here now.
Yes. No, you were like, let's get pedicures is what you said. He said, let's get pedicures. I said, you want to get pedicures? He was like, yeah. So we go get pedicures. He was like,
I ain't doing it right.
No, I want the massage. I just want a massage. I said, you want a foot massage? Yeah.
She said, well, she's doing a pedicure. I'm like, oh, give me that gloss. No.
I'm excited to do fun stuff like that. We had lunch together the other day. And Marcus even got crunk about the lunch. It was a Sunday, so it wasn't a work day. How'd it make you feel?
Feel like I was on vacation.
That's what he said, because it was hot and he was drinking a Corona.
Drinking a Corona at the restaurant. We're going to go back to the restaurant. They had some good food.
Wasn't it? I told you when I saw it, I just was like, oh my God.
Nice little quick eatery outside.
It was so nice.
They had our club music turned up loud inside the restaurant. Unedited.
Shake that. Can't do it, Lil John.
Lil John was in there going off. And shortly after, who was playing when I walked back in there? I can't remember. But I'm like, oh, y'all, y'all playing all of it.
Yes, yes. I'm definitely looking forward to that. Getting in our flow of work, you understanding what it's going to take for you to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And me understanding what it's going to take for me to support you in that in the best way for you, not the best way for me. I definitely am like, what does that look like? How does that, are you, what do you have in your mind that you're going to work like after, so not tomorrow, Thursday, work wise, what do you think you're gonna work on?
Honestly, I can't see anything past the house, and that's what's got me frustrated a little bit.
So pretend as if you were in an office, what would you work on?
Breaking down boxes. And schedule. I want to like the schedule that you brought up. I want to be able to break out like everything that I post and put up and everything that I do as far as social media. Mm-hmm. I want like the next 3 months planned out. So all I got to do is follow that schedule.
Uh-huh. That's what you want to work on, the first thing you want to work on?
Yeah.
Okay. That's easy. We can do that. I can send you a couple of different, like give you a couple of different tools that you can figure out which ones work best for you on that. You know what I would love for you to do before I do it? Oh, me and Greg
gonna shoot on Thursday. What?
And I'm trying my best to hold my mule, but if it takes you much longer.
I need to find a designer.
Yes.
That's what I, see, and that's why I need that schedule. That's what I was supposed to come down. I was going to do that first thing this morning. Uh-huh. And I walked past and I seen them extra light switches there. I'm like, but that ain't going to take long. Mm-mm. But before I do that, let me get all these boxes out of the way because all this stuff is trash. Now let me do these switches. Oh, my neck hurts. Let me lay down.
You don't know how, like, the fact that that was my bad, though. I have been holding my tongue, and I'm talking about holding
it tighter. I was shocked. I was like, why is she saying nothing about that?
I have been trying, because one, I don't want that to be our relationship. I want you to remember.
Oh, I do every day.
But I want you to remember and execute. Please. So I have definitely been like, ooh, Jesus. This has been, okay, he's going to do it. He's going to do it, mm-hmm, Father.
I'm going to do it.
I believe it.
All right.
No, I'm just telling you. No. I want you to see that I was really trying not to be a jerk about it. Yeah. What's this?
I appreciate it. Nothing.
Oh. No, you didn't. Yeah. I'm going to do it. So that's the reason why I was like, wait a minute, what? What did I just do?
We're going to talk about that in therapy.
Me thinking something.
Angel will make something out of nothing, and it's truly not, and I cannot convince her that it's not nothing. Like, what is that? There's nothing.
Because you lie so much. This is
I'm like, I don't know what it is. And I end up lying to appease the feeling that it is something.
Because you've lied too much. It's too, it's like, it is a monster you've created.
Angel, only time I ever lied to you is about that one white girl.
Marcus be lying too much and with his feelings in the past, and then he'll come back to me 2 days later. So let me tell you why I was pissed off.
Because I wanted to talk about it then.
I knew
not right now.
I knew it.
Respect my boundaries of when I want to talk about it.
That wasn't what you were communicating.
I could be like, I don't want to talk about it right now. Okay. So when do you want to talk about it?
That's not talking about it. That's me getting clarity on what your wishes are and knowing what my expectations should be.
And then you're going to feel some type of way until we talk about it.
That's fine.
Then we got to deal with all that. Or, I could just lie to you, everything go back to normal, and then 2 days later I'd be like, all right, so this is what I feel.
So this is what you got now.
All the BS.
So this is what you have now.
What?
Someone who doesn't trust the damn thing you say.
That's fine.
Don't trust that.
So don't ask. You're like, you know I'm gonna lie, don't even ask. What was that? Are you sure? Okay, yeah, don't even ask me no more.
Nope. Is you gonna get asked? This is the bed.
Right.
This
you is gonna the bed get lied to. I'll tell you next week.
You gonna get asked all the time. They said, what white girl do tell? Ain't no white girl. He's being stupid.
Shalice.
No. That's just the worst made up place.
Is it?
Shalice. This is terrible. But yeah, I do think there'll be a great refocusing. We actually talked to our kids right before we did this. Wait until y'all see Amar again. Actually, I'm going to start having little Marcus vlog some because he's got his cell phone so he can send me footage. But Amar is about to be rotten.
Yeah,
y'all awful. Thought the landlord was a slumlord before.
He's got a babysitter spoiling him and his grannies.
It's about to be. He was eating gushers I ordered the boys gushers as like a treat for them to have every now and again.
Mama's going to give them gushers when they ask for them. I done told her. Just because they ask for it don't mean they can have it.
He's on the phone. He hold up the package to her.
Okay, baby.
Yeah, she opens it. I said, did you say thank you? Thank you. She's like, oh, you just so precious.
She baked a cake for these fools. Kai only ate the icing. The whole cake was still on the plate. And then came back and asked for another slice. I said, no. Because mom was getting up. All right, sit down. Sit down. He ain't eating the cake you fixed him.
He be talking.
They're going to gain so much weight.
Oh, they are. And then Amar seeing his daddy. Daddy.
Harry, you're doing these constantly chewing.
Oh, yeah. That was adorable. You eating? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Nice we can finally enjoy the kids.
Little Marcus is feeling some type of way because he's got in a good way, because he's got a temporary cell phone. So yeah. Now he's feeling like,
oh, you can't tell him nothing. I cut his hair and I cut it short, like a low fade. And he kept commenting, touching it while I was cutting it. I'm not used to my hair being as short. Then he went and looked at it. He's like, I really like it.
He looks so grown.
I think because he knows it. I think it's why he likes it.
Oh, my goodness. And then the twins, they're just... And their grandmother, she gives the twins a bath as if they can't wash themselves.
And they be lying. My sister called me and was like, where's size? She asked him for something. She was like, he said he don't know how to dress himself. I said, tell him I said go get dressed. So your daddy said go get dressed. Oh, he said, okay, he's going to do it. I'm like, y'all.
They are like, oh, we get to be treated like babies? I can't walk. They are eating it up. And I'm glad. They deserve it. I want them to have all this time. I want them to get some auntie time. I want them to get some granny time. Their godparents are going to keep them a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Get all of it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be boring as hell when they get back here. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, all right, personal assistant, back to nanny mode. I'm gone. I'm out of here. But yeah, no, it'll be great to get them back. And great to take them down with us to San Diego as the last part of the of their vacation.
We doing what? Oh, you did say that.
Yeah. I do feel like a little bit of a, even though I am not considered rich as of yet, when I was telling our nanny / personal assistant, I was like, you're going to drive down to San Diego. You're going to stay with us for the weekend so that I don't have to worry about my children during my shows. And she's like, okay, perfect. I was like, we have someone that's going to watch our kids while we're in San Diego.
Oh, you feel like, I feel like that when I told her to come pick me up from the airport. I was like, somebody that I'm paying that's not a friend, I'm having come pick me up from the airport? That I actually know, not Uber or Lyft.
Yeah.
And I was
she ain't about to say no, because you want this check.
I can see the stress in her eyes. I said, you want me to drive back? She said, please.
I had to go to the mall. We have an event coming up on the 2nd where we're supposed to wear all white. And I'm too big for anything in my closet right now. And I said, do me a favor. When you're returning this, walk around the mall. If you see any cute outfits for me or my husband, take a picture of it and send it to me. Let me know where it was at. She sent me some pictures and I sent her a NeNe Leakes meme that was just like, I'm like, do you think I'm 50? Do you think I'm 60?
Imagine, we're the same age as her parents or her mom.
Oh, I'm the same age as her mom, but I'm like, I don't know how your mama dressed. I said, I do want
to. It don't matter how mama dressed. We old.
Listen. But she, because I did tell her flowy, but I think she thought I meant church revival flowy. I'm like, no, girl. No. So she.
Angel's first name is Sister.
Yes. Mother. That's what I think. Mother Angel. I said, oh, no. She killed Marcus, though. She put a shot dead in the middle of his forehead. She said, Mr. Tanksley.
It was like the first week. And I heard something. I'm busy doing something, and I hear. Mr. Tanksley, I said, what you call me? She said, Mr. I said, no. That's my daddy. And he's dead. I'm Marcus.
You're Mr. Tank.
No.
When you have to help take care of these kids when I'm... Well, you always help take care of these kids. But when you're the sole parent when I'm on the tour, and they call Mr. Tanksley...
I don't mind teachers and stuff. I expect it.
You want your peers to call you Mr. Tanksley, but younger kids that you want to call you.
Because that's a professional courtesy. Where this young people don't call me Mr. No.
This what you are. You want them to be like, hey, bruh. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hip. Yeah. Yeah, you find your punky man.
So that's Marcus's new nickname is Mr. Tanksley.
No, don't do that. Sound me that college professor.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he was an asshole. Zachary Carter.
Do you remember these people?
Because this he used to say, Mr. Tanksley, you gotta leave a little early for showing up late, huh? You know my dang class is on the other side of campus. Shut up and teach the class. I couldn't stand it, man. What? Well, little Weasley voice. Exactly how he talks.
Is that how he talks?
Mr. Tanksley. People, you say it all the time. Mr. Tanksley.
Well, I'm not calling you Mr. Tanksley. I just said Mr. Tanksley.
Still in the same condescending way.
Okay. Mr. Tanksley.
Yeah, that sounds like the beginning of one of my favorite kind of movies.
He's nasty. Y'all, I'm going to let y'all go. I got to go pick up la-da-da-da from the groomers. You all, please check out our sponsors. I'm going to hurt my husband.
Rothy's Third Love and Better Help.
And
thank you so much.
And use our codes when you are checking them out when you make a purchase so that you can let them know that we sent you. Also, Marcus will be soon and very soon relaunching
Man Shit.
Yes.
And launching Queen Shit.
Yay!
It's coming, y'all.
It's coming. And I'll say give it about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Don't give it nothing.
Yes.
All right? That's what we ain't going to do.
Yes. Well, that's why we got... That's what you can put her on. We got our sister.
Keep y'all. Y'all going to know about it. All right, just like I emailed the people that's been emailing me asking, I keep you posted. I pinned all of those emails. I got that list together.
Again, you can join our Patreon and watch this live as well as other content at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Make sure if you haven't already, if you're in one of the cities where I am touring, get your tickets to see me do stand-up along with Tahir and Kev on Stage. You can get tickets at kevonstage.com. We start back out on the road July 16th, and then we out there. Do not wait till the last minute. We would talk about it on the podcast today. Kev sold out Boston every night at 295 seats. He sold more seats than D.L. Hughley, who had came 2 weeks prior. The show sell out is what I'm trying to get y'all to understand, so don't wait. Follow Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Marcus Ain't on the Book.
Mm-hmm.
He keep his engagement up so that we can start bringing in these brand deals. He's going to start getting that content up. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms and follow our other channel, Tanksley
TV.
Oh, you just wanted to say that quickly.
You were just texting so long to say it.
Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you and have a marvelous evening.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.